Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, reading you the morning news bulletin. I am Matsina. Union Minister of Culture and Tourism Gajendra Singh Shekhawat has said the Hornbill Festival will become the icon of India and is said to be the largest tribal festival globally. He said this while addressing a gathering at Kisama yesterday. The Union Home Minister said the festival, which has created its identity as a festival of festivals, is a true amalgamation of the diverse culture of not only Nagaland, but also a depiction of the vibrant culture of Northeast India. He said, under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the concept of Team India was formulated, focusing towards building the infrastructure and economy of the Northeastern states. Mr. Shekhawat said Northeast states have become crucial partners in India's growth story. Under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, he noted the region has immense potential to drive the country's economic growth and contribute significantly to India's development as a global leader. He noted that thousands of visitors from across the country are coming to this grand celebration, offering them an immersive cultural experience. He expressed confidence that the memories and experiences gained from the festival will leave a lasting impression on everyone, forever engraved in their hearts. Mr. Shekhawat wished the festival a grand success. Chief Minister Nephew Rio visited the Media Facilitation Center at Kisama yesterday as part of the ongoing Hornbill Festival 2024. During the visit, the Chief Minister interacted with media personnel and commended the Department of Information and Public Relations for creating a well-equipped hub for the press. The Chief Minister took the opportunity to inspect the facilities at the center, where he was also presented with a Hornbill Festival media kit. The media center aims at supporting journalists and media professionals covering the state's premier cultural myth. On the occasion of the International Day of Persons with Disabilities 2024, the center launched 16 initiatives in New Delhi yesterday to empower Divyangjans across the nation. Addressing the gathering in New Delhi, Social Justice and Empowerment Minister Dr. Virendra Kumar emphasized that the event reflects the government's unwavering dedication to creating an inclusive society. He added that through these initiatives, the government aims to ensure equal opportunities, accessibility and empowerment for every Divyangjan. Mokchung celebrated International Day of Persons with Disabilities, PWDs, at Ong Pangkong Salang under the theme Amplifying the Leadership of Persons with Disabilities for an Inclusive and Sustainable Future. Speaking at the event as team speaker, ABAM member Maung Jamir called for a natural and positive acceptance of PWDs. He urged churches to undertake missions focusing on empowering PWDs. Mr. Jamir quoted biblical references to stress the transformative power of achieving greatness despite challenges. Mr. Jamir further encouraged the gathering to focus on abilities, not on monetary power. The program was organized by the Nagaland State Rural Livelihoods Mission, Mokchung, and the Mokokchung District Disabled Forum. International Day for Elimination of Violence Against Women is being observed in Seminyu from November 25th to December 10th. As part of the program, the district yesterday organized a one-day workshop for government departments on sexual harassment of women at workplace, POSH Act, and the Protection of Children from Sexual Offences, POCSO Act, in the conference hall of Deputy Commissioner Office. Delivering the keynote address, Deputy Commissioner Rohit Singh said, the POCSO Act is a gender-neutral legislation providing for the welfare and safety of children, irrespective of their gender, protecting children from sexual offences. While the POSH Act 2013 deals with prevention of sexual harassment of women at the workplace. Giving a PowerPoint presentation, Nivotunyo Ritsa, legal cum probation officer DCP Otsamenu, said that POSH Act provides safe and secure working environments free from sexual harassment for all women. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a good day.